There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. Hey, should mention, I have an appearance on Friday. You can join me at the Verizon store in Rockville. Stop by, talk some football, be there from 5 until 6:30. I believe it's 1701 Rockville Pike. So if you're in the Rockville area, stop by the Verizon store.
It's a nice hometown appearance right there. That's right in the backyard. Very good. Good for you.
1701 Rockville Pike, Verizon store, 5 to 6:30 on Friday.
Excellent.
All right, time now for the entertainment page, which is driven by BMW Fairfax.
That's right. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest, just 2.99% on most X Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. I had lunch, on Monday with Miriam.
How'd that go?
She's the new GM at BMW Fairfax, while Mike is now overseeing all of the BMWs. Went awesome.
So Mike got a promo. He got a promotion.
Oh, yeah. He's not even a regional guy. I think he's like a national guy for that company that owns all those BMW dealerships.
That's big dollars.
Thanks, Sonic. Yeah.
Big dollars.
Oh, he's
Bitcoin.
He's on the road a lot.
Yeah,
a lot of travel.
So Miriam is my new connection. She's the one that's there all the time.
He's a Cowboy fan, by the way. He's not happy about the Cowboy season.
Oh, he's having a rough go of it.
Yeah, he's definitely a Cowboy fan.
He's a huge Cowboy fan.
Too bad for him. Sucks to be him right now.
But what would you do? So we went to the Great, and I haven't been there in probably a decade. But every time I go there, it's in
The Great is the name of it?
No, I'm going to tell you.
Okay. The Great.
Stream of Consciousness.
Got it. Okay.
The Great Restaurant. I think it's the same ownership group as like Artie's. Went to Sweetwater Tavern, which I enjoy. Yeah. Really like that. I love their little.
Sweetwater's great.
The bread balls.
And the sweet
Aussie
butter.
Rolls.
Oh, yeah. I had so much bread and butter before the food even came.
So good.
But. When I go to Artie's, I always get the salmon salad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, it's owned by the same company. I think it's called actually the Great American
Restaurant.
Great American, yeah.
Right. Yeah, Miriam got the salmon salad. Sam Wiener.
He got the same thing. Y'all got the same thing.
I said, I can't get that. We can't get, that's like dumb. We can't get three. What did you pivot to? Regular salmon.
Okay.
Just without the salad.
But I couldn't get the salmon salad because then all three of us would get the salmon salad.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I don't even think you could do that. I think that's like against the law. Have you ever done that where you all three
Orders the same thing?
Yeah.
That happens all the time.
No.
If they have something good at said restaurant.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you, B. I don't like to order something that somebody else ordered.
I don't mind if one other person does it. I can't do it.
It's so weird. You're the one eating it.
It's embarrassing. It's like
you think the chefs in the back are saying, "Hey, look at that dumb table. They all got salmon salads."
They might be chortling behind the scenes a little bit.
Have you ever done that before? Like you
No, automatically change my order.
Right?
Yeah. Unless we're all getting cheeseburgers. then I'll ride with the boys.
I can't do that, man. I had to just get the regular salad.
I think that's weird on your end.
I think you're in the minority.
Why do I have to compromise what I want to eat because someone else got it?
They ordered first. They beat you to the punch. Yeah, so you're a loser.
Did you have to
but I'm the one eating.
Did you have to tell the waiter or waitress to come back so you could pivot?
No, because I could tell. Well, first of all, I'm not going to argue with the GM of BMW Fairfax.
Sure.
She right away said, I'm getting salmon salad.
Right.
And Sam Weiner, who's probably on Ozempic and every other pill out there, he's like, yeah, I'm doing
Sam. He's taking shots.
He's taking shrapnel.
Yeah. He says, I'm going to have the salmon salad, too.
Yeah, can you combo, Rogaine?
Isn't this the same company that owns Arty's that has the unbelievable salmon salad? Well, of course that's what I want to get.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't do it. Can't do it.
God forbid you only got the salmon. Didn't
he's got the regular
salad part.
Yeah, yeah. I did get a side salad, though.
Did you put the salmon on top of the side salad?
So you basically got the same thing. You just got salmon.
It's not as good.
The salmon entree
with
the side salad.
Because it's not as good.
Mm. Okay.
Get the blue cheese. Always get the blue cheese.
No, thank you. Never.
All right. This is some goofy stuff out there. First of all, they've got Tom Hanks doing an interview, and I guess he's got a new movie coming out that's getting slammed, right?
Here. It's called Here.
Right? And it's
Has reviewed it the last 9 times he's been on the show.
Yeah. Well, and what did Kevin think of it?
He likes it.
I think he thought it was decent.
I
don't think he thought it was great.
Well, you know what Tom Hanks thinks of Kevin and guys of Kevin's ilk?
Thinks nothing of them.
He called, he did the Conan.
It's pretty explicit. It's pretty harsh.
I don't know how to say it.
I don't know how to say it.
They called him the C word.
He called them
the C word.
He called them crumb suckers.
Yeah. Right.
That's right. What he called them.
So, there you go. I guess. Whatever, but he says it's part of the deal. You know it when you sign up for this. But he doesn't have very little he doesn't have very much regard for guys like Kevin. whatever, Cakes.
Yes,
Tika Nelson. I think that's how you say her name. Passed away. Do you know who that is?
Tika Nelson. I did see the story yesterday when I was doing the Cakes EP. I didn't do the story. Prince's sister.
Passed away at the age of 64.
Right.
Not sure why, but she was a musician.
It's got to be hard to be a musician when your brother is Prince.
She put out.
You might want to look into a different line of work.
They say she had 2 R&B hits. Can you look up Tika Nelson?
She did.
R&B hits.
She didn't have hits like When Doves Cry and Purple Rain and Little Red Corvette. I know that.
Maybe they were like in the top 100 or something, Cakes.
Okay.
Mark Anthony's tune. Hold on. Charting July of 1988. Mark Anthony's tune.
That's the name of her hit?
I think that she wrote the song Mark Anthony's tune.
Okay.
Because she had a crush on him. I think that's the name of the song, too.
Huh.
But I could be wrong.
So I don't know. Like, Prince, didn't he die? Didn't he have like the fentanyl and all
fentanyl
that?
Fentanyl overdose, yeah.
I don't know if it's the same thing, but only 64, Cakes. Seems a little young. Terrible news. Joe Exotic is in the news.
Oh, lucky us.
Tiger King.
Is he in jail?
Still in jail.
Okay.
That's not going to stop him from getting married, though. He plans to marry his fellow inmate in prison, hoping they can walk out together, Cakes.
How much time do they have left on their bids?
I think he's got a while to go. He's incarcerated at the Federal Medical Center in Fort Worth, Texas. He's engaged to Jorge Marquez.
Okay.
He's 33. And
well, Joe Exotic, let me guess, he looked old when Tiger King came out. I'm going to say he's 67 years
63.
Old. 63. Okay.
I did not consume Tiger King.
Consume Tiger King, yes.
That was a good one.
I didn't.
What was the woman's name? Carol Baskin? Is that her name?
Yeah, you got it.
Carol Baskin, who allegedly locked that she killed her ex-husband, right? Allegedly.
Seemed like it.
I'm going to say allegedly for the fourth time. Allegedly.
Yeah, I don't know.
How did he die? Lion? Lion ate him? I don't know the story.
I can't remember.
But some
people theorize she fed him.
I think there was a theory, but also dug a hole and buried him or something, right?
She killed him and I think put him through the meat grinder.
Yeah.
And then fed him to the tiger.
It's a tiger, not a lion.
Yeah, the tiger, not a lion.
Okay.
Not the Lion King. It's the Tiger King. Yeah.
It wasn't Simba.
Yeah. Cakes.
Yes.
Richard Gere. And his wife, I don't think this has anything to do with anything going on sort of politically. They're moving.
They're moving
to Spain. They said they're going to go to Madrid. It's going to be a great adventure. They sold their Connecticut estate for $10.75 million.
What a score. Good for them.
By the way, I got this text while I was on the golf course. One thing that sucks about keeping your score on your phone.
By the way, are they going to be mad at Richard Gere that he bashed that dude over the head with the snow globe and he bled out in Diane Lane's apartment?
I have no idea.
Are they going to track him down for that?
Well, he was a Spaniard, wasn't he?
I think he was a Spaniard.
Yeah. I think he was from Spain.
Yeah, they're going to be on Richard Gere's ass.
They don't like him there. Yeah.
So I got this text. So, you know, I don't want to check my phone, but I put my scores in. I put how many up and downs, mm-hmm. putts, all that. And then I said I had a bunch of texts. So I went, and this one's from my daughter. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cornell Basketball. She dates the starting shooting guard for the Cornell hoop team.
Okay.
Coop. He's a good dude. Cornell Basketball is going to Italy over the summer. I know we have a beach trip usually in August. Do you guys want to go to Italy after?
I know
you're right. I definitely want
to
go.
Just a casual, hey, do you guys want to go to
Italy? So I'm on the golf course right now. Yeah. Then my wife says, I'll go.
Right.
Of course.
I mean, that trip is easily a 15 grand trip, right?
Right. Oh, I don't
know. Plane tickets, hotel for however long you're there. You're not just going to go to Italy for 4 days.
Oh, no. She's already looked it up. She says, it's unconfirmed, but I think we fly into Rome, then Milan, Florence, Venice, then Lake Como, where Lurch likes to hang out.
Yeah,
all great spots.
They play 3 games in 3 different cities, and you're there for about 5 days. But 5 days, didn't you say Lake Como is good for like 1 day? They said they're spending five days.
No, that's Venice. Venice is good for 1 day.
What about Lake Como?
Did you respond?
Como, we were there for almost a week.
They say 45 days.
You should have responded. You and your mom could try to stow away on the Cornell plane.
Yeah.
Ride the team bus.
And hitch a ride over there with the Big Red.
Well, I said I just wanted to be nice. I didn't want to. I said I'll have to ponder it.
Yeah.
Okay. But I've pondered it.
Yeah. You don't want to go.
I'm not going.
Yeah.
So, but I guess my wife and daughter are going.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they are.
Well, if Dee says she wants to go, I can't say no. I mean, she's going to go.
Yeah, because she controls the money.
I mean, we just don't have that type of relationship. If she says she wants to go somewhere, she goes wherever she wants to go.
If you watch Disclaimer on Apple Plus TV, you may want to have her reconsider a trip to Italy.
Hey, tell her not to pack those khaki pants. Well, there's Italian men will be following her all over the streets.
First of all, they're not khaki. Those are white pants. But meanwhile, she's been to most of those places already. I don't think she's been to Lake Como. She's not freaking Lurch or George Clooney.
She just wants to get out of Kensington, EV.
No, I know.
Closest I've been to Italy recently, Little Italy in Baltimore. And that was probably last year.
Say, D, why don't you go to Mama Lucia?
Right. I would way more likely go to Mama Lucia.
Oh, yeah.
I love
Order a chicken parm like Ovi does before every home game.
Love Mama Lucia.
That's his bit.
I think our
from
guy
Mama Lucia flight, or from any Italian?
The flight back was
I think it's from Mama Lucia.
Disaster.
I'm sure it was.
How long is that?
Well, it was only supposed to be...
6.5, 7?
No, the flight back, no. Flight back, you're going against... The jet stream probably took like 10, but we had to fly into Atlanta.
Okay. Hartsfield International.
And Atlanta.
I think it's the world's busiest airport.
Oh, it was terrible.
I don't think you understand. My interest level on a scale from 0 to 100 is truly zero.
To go to Italy.
Any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zero.
Yeah, you wouldn't have
any fun. It's the same for any place. Greece, Paris.
No, I'm actually a little bit intrigued to go to like Greece, like the islands. They look silly.
It's very pretty.
Yeah, you just want to hang out on a beach somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm not going to be hoofing it. If I'm hoofing it somewhere, there should be a Titleist Pro V1 somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm not hoofing it to a museum or to see some chapel or something.
Cobblestone streets.
Yeah, whatever people do.
You don't care about a Leaning Tower.
You don't want to go to see the Sistine Chapel?
No.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to see that? The Sistine Chapel?
I'm telling you, I have zero interest.
The Colosseum?
I kind of want to go to Wimbledon and then leave. I kind of want to go to the French Open and then leave.
You just want to go to international tennis events?
Yeah, that's
Cakes
it.
Cakes is 100% more interested in Rome Madunze.
Oh, Rome Madunze has been targeted a lot coming out of the bye. I don't know if you guys have missed this. And that Bears offense, it sucks. But Roma Dunze, his arrow is going.
You know, that's probably
that's why DJ Moore.
Keenan Allen's.
That's
going,
why DJ Moore walks off the field.
Here's Keenan Allen's arrow, straight down, and then keep going and keep going further. And that's where Keenan Allen's arrow is going.
I'm trying to look and see the time.
Roma Dunze, then. Rome the city.
Mm-hmm. I think
not
this
even
is
close.
Right about the time I pumped that second shot into the woods, you know, on 11 when I read that text.
I care more about Paris Campbell, and he gets no run. I can't even tell you what team he's on right now than I care about Paris City of Lights.
I opened the door for all the fantasy even city bits.
Yeah, but if your wife really wanted to go, you would go.
I care more about David Boston.
See? Yeah.
No, but here's the thing.
In Boston than the city of Boston.
This is the beauty of this. She can go with Meg.
Yeah. She is.
You get the bachelor life for a while.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you imagine golf you're going to play?
Yeah.
Golf, whistle, golf, whistle, golf, whistle.
No, because he still has Kate.
She might go.
Yeah, she'd probably go, too.
Ship her, too.
I don't even know when. Yeah, I mean, I bet you she would go. She might not
cha-ching
be able to.
It's that bill is going to be outrageous.
Hey. I'm probably going to Italy next year to visit family.
Yeah, well, say hi to Dee.
I doubt she's going to Trejovo.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I've pondered it, and it's a no.
Good.
That's a no for me, dog.
Pondered it for 10 seconds.
That's a no for me, dog. Yeah. But I want you to have a good time. Well, you have a good life. I don't want you to have any regrets.
She probably knew that going in. She didn't even ask you, though. Did she say,
I was on a group text.
Would you like to go?
Yeah.
Of course she.
Yeah, that's why
she wants you to go.
Yeah,
but
I was
your
on a
wife
group text.
Knows you too well. She didn't go, Eric.
No.
She doesn't care if I go or not.
I know.
Here's Eric's response.
No. No.
I thought I was being gracious and I'll have to ponder it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've pondered it.
Yeah.
That's a no for me.
Interesting, though, you would go to Greece. Spain?
Just because there's a beach.
No. I'm not interested in Spain. For some reason, there's something romantic about Greece to me. I don't know, like. This
trying
seems
to think
like
of other big
anytime
places.
I've seen friends on their Instagram or whatever, they're like on a Greek island,
Greece
whatever,
looks
it looks silly.
Morocco?
No. I don't even know where that is.
Drab was in Morocco. Just the fact that Drab was in Morocco for a day and said, stay far, far away, I never would have gone anyway. But that was the clincher.
Although I do know some people from Morocco and they love it. But, yeah.
Hey, look, my file is daughter went to like 15 countries in her semester abroad.
Our friend Othello was Moroccan. That doesn't mean I have to go to Morocco.
Yeah. No. I'm out on international travel.
Vienna? With Vienna, Austria?
Yeah, he goes to Vienna all the time for softball.
Literally, I honestly don't know.
He go play Westwood.
Yeah. What the hell is in Vienna that I would be interested in?
Munich?
Mountains?
You see Giants Panthers at Munich this weekend, if you wanted to go.
I mean, I honestly don't understand why people would do that.
Millions of tourists every year go to cities like Munich or
there
Vienna.
Are guys, we say it all the time. There's football games going on. There's guys walking around the zoo.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
I don't understand the world. I would go to Wimbledon. I would go to the French Open.
Australian Open?
No.
That's a long flight.
It's just a long flight. The only way I would go to Australia
would
is if my son played lacrosse.
Would you go to the Open? Go over to Scotland or Ireland or wherever they're playing it.
I mean, maybe. I mean, I guess maybe I would like to see.
I wouldn't.
He's been to renditions.
Hey, if you want to see a brown golf course, just go to any course in the summer.
Yeah, you play Carnoustie over at renditions.
Yeah.
You guys were offered a trip to play at St. Andrews and you turned it down.
Is that true?
Yeah, remember the whole thing last year about the tourism trip?
Didn't I say I would
I think
do
we
that?
Gave, I think
Didn't
we gave some good ideas that? And we never heard anything back.
No, you guys wanted to go to
St. Andrews was the leader that we all pitched and a bunch of, you know, like, fuddy-duddies over here.
Jason wanted to go see Bama LSU instead.
Yeah. He wants to go to
Can you blame me?
Hold on. I think if push comes to shove, I would go to the old course.
I don't even remember the pushback.
No, I remember giving ideas and then hearing crickets.
That's the same guy that's what I remember. That's what I remember.
No, that's totally different. Oh, yeah. This was like a client.
No.
I wanted to go to the Bahamas and go to Tigers tournament.
You want to go to the Hero?
I want to go to the Hero.
Tom goes to that every year. He says it's amazing because no one's there.
That's why I
see like the top 18 players.
This is before Tigers' bat gives out.
All right, coming up next, Sean Springs will join us, former Washington cornerback. We'll get his take on the Marshawn Lattimore deal. What does that mean? to this Washington Commanders defense.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Again, I'm going to be at the Verizon store this Friday in Rockville, 1701 Rockville Pike, 5 to 6:30. I'm going to mention that a lot because I remember Cakes and I did a Verizon store appearance years ago. Mm-hmm. Just want as many people to come as possible.
There you go.
Stop by, say hello. Verizon has great products.
While we're mentioning appearances, I'll be at MGM National Harbor tonight. Cakes Classic, 7:15. Would love to see you in the poker room. Knock me out. You get $300. Boom. Right there on the spot. That is tonight. That is less than 12 hours from right now.
So all right, is Sean Springs not answering? I told you he was 50-50. Yeah, he's the king of 50-50. Yeah, that might even be generous. Who was 50-50, Rod Gardner?
Correct.
I'm changing it to
Sean
Springs.
You almost have to text him multiple times to make sure he's good.
Yeah. Has Smoot become more reliable?
No, I would never put him.
That's a good question.
I think he has.
Last three times he's come on right away.
Yeah. 3 for 3. No problem.
Interesting.
Yeah, Springs.
No. You never want Smoot to leapfrog you in dependability. As far as being a radio guest,
Sean is like an excellent businessman. You know, he's got that Win Impact, whatever helmet and everything.
Maybe it's a cornerback thing.
What do you mean?
Cornerbacks are kind of flighty.
Yeah, but Smoot's been on point lately.
Yeah,
let's hope Lattimore is more reliable, huh?
Let's hope that's the case.
By the way, what do you think of that move for Lattimore? I didn't get your opinion.
I gave it to you earlier.
What'd you say? Remind me.
I thought it was a great move. You gave up very little, I think, in the grand scheme of things, especially when you know that it's Dotson's worth a third.
But you think their window's not open?
No. I mean, a smidge is open. I just don't think they're one of the three best teams in the NFC. Anything can happen in the playoffs.
Right.
I just haven't seen it.
And you already said that, in your opinion, they're definitely a playoff team.
Stamp it, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think
Drabby would feel differently if they beat the Steelers and the Eagles.
If they beat the Steelers, well, let's just go one at a time. If they beat the Steelers,
cracks open a little bit more.
Then it's a third of the way open, and if they sweep these Pennsylvania teams, then it's
pretty
all
wide
go.
Open.
Green light, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then what would you think about Jaden?
Well, that won't change.
He'll be instrumental in the two wins, probably. I would think. I mean, most likely he's going to have good games, good to great games, if they win both of those games.
He'd have to blow me away.
Well,
what more could he do to impress you? Like, what is it? What has he not done?
Do you honestly, what I'm waiting for?
Yeah,
I'm waiting for him to. I just don't think he's an elite passer. I know I'm in the minority on this. He does great with the offense that's given to him. I need to see him make throws over the middle in tight windows.
He's done that a million times.
No, you mean like the tight window touchdown to Terry?
No, I'm not talking about the Bengals throw down the sideline. I'm talking about...
No, over the middle. He's done that.
He's done it a couple... Like, I'm talking about...
Multiple times, like
I know Josh Allen can do, like I know Mahomes can do. If you want me to say he's elite and he's one of the top five best quarterbacks in the league, that's what I want to see from him.
I think he's already done that.
He hasn't.
But do you watch like half the game?
I watch every snap.
What if he doesn't have to quite do that because they're
New Jersey?
What if he doesn't have to do all those over the middle throws because they're rushing for so many yards?
Driving back from Jersey.
That could be the argument.
He's not. He's rushed for 30 yards. He rushed for like four.
I'm not talking about just Sam. I'm talking about the team as a whole is rushing for like 150. He doesn't have to make.
That's not the question. The question is he special? Is he elite? He's good.
I can't believe he's better than good.
You don't think
he's better than good. Come on.
He's very good.
You don't think he's as good as a rookie? You're comparing him to Mac Jones.
Do you think he's an accurate passer?
Yes.
But you don't think he could throw? You don't think he throws guys open? I've already seen
his 70% completion percentage would say that he's of course an accurate.
I'm just seeing how outrageous he's willing to be. He's an accurate.
You can't
passer.
Get to me. I've already entered my villain arc. Everybody hates me in this town because I'm the last one on board. That's fine.
Yeah,
you can't hurt me any more than I've already been hurt so far.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering what else you're looking for.
That's what I'm looking for.
So I need an over the middle tight window throw.
In between two
linebackers.
I need that Sam Howell throw. If he does that Sam Howell throw last year against the Seahawks when he threw it to Brown for the touchdown, I see that from Jaden, I'm sold. I haven't seen that yet.
I don't know. I don't. I can remember a couple throws he had over the middle, tight window, through the guys
that
open.
And I'll stamp it elite.
What about his perfectly placed low throw to Terry for the one-yard touchdown? That gives you no love?
The one-yard touchdown pass?
Yeah,
no.
You don't like that?
The other one was better.
It's a way from the bar.
The second touchdown pass was much better.
I already brought that up with him, and there was no response.
He just wants to see more.
That was a much better throw.
I mean, it's reasonable. There are guys who have really good seasons and then tail off. Like, ultimately, when we look at all of these rookie quarterbacks, Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, by far, is in the lead. Right,
it's almost insulting to bring up Caleb in the same breath.
Okay,
almost insulting.
2 years from now might be totally different. Like he might get a new coach. Look what happened with Peyton Manning. Rookie season horrible. Second season took off. Like there's countless guys like that. So development process may be different for these guys. So where are they going to be in 3 years and 4 years?
Well,
you know, some of these guys played more college football than others. Drake May played a lot less college football.
I just don't see him taking a huge step back because of his work ethic.
I agree with you.
He could actually take bigger
but
steps
now
forward.
It's to the point now where Drabby roots against him because of the argument each week.
No, that's not true.
But each week, because he wants to be proven right.
He's desperate for a dud.
He wants JD to go
he's desperate for a dud.
Across the middle but throw a pick. That's what he wants.
You're desperate for a
nobody
dud.
Cares less about being wrong than me.
I don't care. I don't believe Drab will be as desperate as I was rooting against Patrick Mahomes the other night for a dud. I really wanted him to dud it up on national TV, but he didn't.
You were wrong.
He had his best performance of the season.
Patrick Mahomes established that.
Well, I mean, you crossed the Rubicon. You went over the overboard. You went a little overboard.
That was too hot of a take. Yeah.
Too spicy?
Tried to one-up it.
I think he's special. I didn't say he's better than Patrick Mahomes.
Again. My argument was...
I just said he's special.
He was having a better statistical year.
Better week 1 through 9 than Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, that's just sort of fairly obvious in the numbers, but it doesn't really mean that
much. But a lot of guys are, but they're not better. Baker Mayfield is not better than Patrick Mahomes. He's not a better player.
I never posited that he was.
Yeah, right? But under your logic, statistically 1 through 9,
statistically, he's having a better year.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I was trying to stab.
So it actually doesn't even make your
Jaden.
It's a very Jaden Daniels specific argument.
You said he's going to be one of the greatest
of
ever.
His generation. Of his generation, he's going to go down as one of the GOATs. Jaden.
Of these young quarterbacks, the last, second, third year quarterbacks.
Yes.
I want you to tell me how many, when he retires, how many MVPs and how many Super Bowls does he have?
I think he's definitely worthy of an MVP or two. And I definitely think he can win a Super Bowl.
So he'll have minimum one of each by the time he retires.
I don't know.
That's a good benchmark.
I don't know. He should.
It's not outrageous. I'll say this. Drew Brees is a Hall of Famer, right? I don't know if he's in the Hall of Fame yet, but he will be in the Hall of Fame.
He won one Super Bowl, never won an MVP.
Valdez, I think he's great. So
I mean that's a very high bar.
I don't think he won an MVP. Set. Drew Brees never won an MVP.
I don't believe
he
so.
He might have. He'd been in the hunt.
That's a very high bar that you set.
Well, I said he's great. I think he's great.
Okay.
I don't think it's outrageous.
I stand by it.
I can't wait
for you to say he underachieved in his career if he never won a Super Bowl.
You could be great and not win a Super Bowl. I'm not clinging to that.
I don't think he's outrageous.
He's going to have one. But I think he's more reach.
Yeah, but I think he's good enough to win one, but things have to fall in your favor for sure.
Yeah, like trading for a top cornerback at the trade deadline.
Is he a Super Bowl caliber quarterback? Absolutely. Now, is he going to be able to pull it off? I hope so.
Cakes,
but you need help.
Cakes is the second biggest Commander fan now in the building.
He might have surpassed
Mike Moore.
No, I'm not bigger than Jeff that works with
Jeff Walker.
Yeah, Jeff.
I'm being sarcastic.
I always want to call him Jeff Parker. It's Jeff Walker.
I'm being sarcastic.
But my point is, now you're
a much
on
bigger
this show
because you want to your argument to be valid.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, I get it.
We're both going to get Jaden jerseys if someone gives them to us.
We don't feel like paying for them. Yeah,
from the butcher either.
Right. And we don't want some guy that's not Jaden to sign them. And then
you know what I would do?
Jaden.
If someone gave me a Jaden jersey.
Yeah. Be honest.
I would use my sauce and I would get it signed.
And then right. You would sell
and
it.
Then, no.
Because we know you.
You know, sell that blicky.
I know you.
What?
Know
what
you.
Could I get for
don't
it?
Don't you have all those signed jerseys? You spend $1,500 on a Clemens jersey.
Clemens is my boy.
Yeah.
Plus, I had a great day at Blackjack.
Yeah, house money.
Yeah, I know.
And I went into the sports memorabilia shop. At the Borgata.
Yeah.
I think it was at the Borgata.
No, that was Mandalay Bay.
No, we were in Vegas.
Rom Delay Bay.
Oh, that's right. We were in Vegas.
Yeah.
Mandalay.
Be honest.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say I only think it's a 10% chance. I want you to be 100% honest.
I might sell the Clemens.
10% chance. And I want you guys to weigh in.
Yes.
Do you believe Jason Bishop still has his Stanley Cup ring and his World Series ring?
Yes.
Or do you think he sold it?
No.
I got 10% that he sold it.
I think he has held on to both. But more than 10% of him is thinking of selling both of them at some point.
He thinks about selling all the time. I think he's waiting to sell till we're done or when he's done. I'll probably keep working. He'll probably quit.
Hey.
But when he's done, he'll sell.
This is true story. I talked to a ring guy. He says, we can't get what we think we can get for those. And he gave me the rationale and the reasoning. But
I don't think you can ever get what they insure it
no,
for.
No. Not... Yeah, I just wanted something close. It's like 50%. You can't even get that. Yeah,
he looked into
it. He's inquired.
Because you never know when you're going to need it, John Paul Flame.
Yeah, but it depends. Like, you might be able to get it because it's got your name on it. It's got you on it.
If you put it out there, you know.
Like for like Junk's P1. It's not for like some ring collector.
That might be true.
Yeah.
What?
Are you shocked that he looked into it?
I'm not stunned whatsoever.
I wouldn't be stunned if Jason thought about melting the silver down and selling it.
But I will, if you really want me to, I can take the picture today and send it to you on my fingers.
What?
I
know you still have them.
I know you still have them. I told you that you have
them. Need a proof of my photo.
Okay, well, I can give that to you, too.
He's saving it for when he thinks he's just desperate.
Right. Yeah. Rainy day.
Hopefully, I won't ever be desperate.
He's going to hawk it when...
Right. He's going to hawk
it. You never know.
Hey, boys, you can always bank local and cheer local.
I can't believe you thought that.
In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
We're about to speak with head coach Mike Locksley from the University of Maryland. The Coach Locksley segment is presented by... Pretzelized. Pretzelized offers pretzel pita chips and pretzel crackers, which can be found locally in Whole Foods and Sprouts. We were sent some gift boxes by them this week. They're delicious, so try them. Check them out. Coach Locks, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. What's going on? How you guys doing?
We are doing good. So, Coach, if you were looking for a challenge this week, it's there, coming off the loss against Minnesota. Now you have to regroup. You have to fly cross-country, face a team that the Terps have never faced before in their history. And, they're also ranked number one in the country, the Oregon Ducks. Talk about this challenge that faces the Terps and how you guys are going to regroup for this one.
Yeah, and obviously we're going into a new deal where we're traveling, you know, out west, but been planning for this trip quite some time and how to take care of our players for a trip across the country. But, you know, Oregon's a great team, man. They're very talented in all three phases. There's a reason they're number one. And the thing I told our team, and this is the part that, you know, if you watch the history of how our team has played, we unfortunately play up to the competition. And we've had a couple of teams that have come in or that we've played over the last 4 or 5 years that have been ranked pretty high, and we compete. And, you know, to me, when you travel out west and you go on the road against a team like this, it comes down to, you know, controlling the controllable things that you have control of. And to me, our winning formula has always been about the big plays on offense, creating them, finding a way to get them and limit them on defense. And then that turnover battle, which, you know, the Minnesota game, you throw three interceptions in the first quarter and you get down 21 points and you don't give yourself a chance. We got some guys healthy going out west with us finally in that Minnesota game. We were a little banged up, but feel pretty good about the health of our team as we head west. And you know what? We've got nothing to lose, and I'm excited about it. I know our team has practiced the last 2 weeks and are excited about this opportunity.
Coach, after the Northwestern game, you told us that you didn't get any sleep, and then you met with your staff and you looked to make some changes. Now, you weren't specific on the changes that you made. But something worked because then you beat USC and you come back and beat them. After the Minnesota game, and you kind of talked about it, it just snowballed out of control so quickly because of the picks. And, you know, it was 48 to 10. And then you changed quarterbacks. You put MJ in. Were those changes made for that Minnesota game as well? Or were you forced to make more changes headed into this week?
No, you know, going into the Minnesota game, we were without six guys that are playing significant, you know, not having Glenn Miller and Kellen Wyatt, two of our biggest production guys on the defensive side of the ball. We had some guys injured there on the O-line, so we were already thin in certain positions. But you know what, the Minnesota game and those interceptions early in the game, those are things that we can control. Billy made some poor decisions on the one pick six, but some of the other things were, you know, breakdowns in protection. And the goal for us is to keep developing our players. And you know, going to the top is not a straight line. And we saw that in Minnesota and dealing with the injuries going into it, but just our execution. And to me, getting that piece cleaned up, and then the experience that these guys are gaining from some of the adversity that we faced. You know what? I've seen us make some improvements in areas that it's hard to say based on the scoreboard, but we are continuing to develop and get better as a team.
What do you think of the release of the first of six college football playoff rankings?
You know, I really haven't kept up with it. I mean, once you're in the middle of the season, you know, I'm one of the coaches that votes for the coaches poll on Sunday. But after that, I didn't see it to know where it is right this second. And to be honest, I've been really worried about controlling how we prepare and how we play. And I can't tell you that I even know what happened. I didn't even watch it.
What did you think MJ did well, even though, you know, game was, it was 38-point game at that time, but what about his performance?
I mean, MJ has continued to develop, and I think what people saw when, and you know, putting him in the game for Billy was, you know, at that point with the game at hand, and Billy had taken a few shots, and, you know, a lot of people know Billy had off-season back surgery, and so we've kind of tried to nurse and continue to take care of him with that. And so him coming out in the fourth quarter was an opportunity to develop our backup quarterback in MJ. And I think MJ came in and played and made good decisions, threw the deep ball really well. And really, you know, it was great for us to see him be able to come in and manage it to finish the game out like that. But I expect Billy to get back into his normal form where he takes care of the ball and gets those playmakers like Ty Felton and Roman Hemby and Caden Prather involved and us keep him healthy.
How many reps do your backups get during the week?
Wow, look at these questions. I like this. we're usually a 60-40 guy. 60-40. Our ones get 60% of the reps and the twos get 40%.
Mm. Have you ever played at Outson? As assistant coach?
I took my New Mexico team up there as a head coach and faced Chip Kelly's squad in, I want to say, 2009.
Gotcha. All right, well, Coach.
Loud place, really loud venue.
Oh, yeah. I bet. And when do you guys leave?
We're leaving tomorrow morning. We team meeting at 6 a.m. We're going to fly out at around 8, get there in time around 11 a.m. to kind of check in, and then we're going to go practice over at Oregon State. Their arch enemy is going to let us use their facility to get a practice in there and kind of start acclimating to that three time zone adjustment.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week. Good luck out there, bro.
All right, guys.
Shock the world. Shock the world.
Let's do it, man. Why not, right?
Yeah, yeah. Why not? Why not us?
Why not?
All right. Thank you, Coach.
I'll talk to you next week, guys.
Yep.
All right. And again, the Coach Loxley segment presented by Pretzelized. Pretzelized offers pretzel pita chips and pretzel crackers, which can be found locally in Whole Foods and Sprouts. And we've tried them here. They are delicious. I think I'd like to dip mine in hummus when I get home.
Drab's had like three bags already.
Yes, he's been hoarding them in his office. I've noticed that.
I noticed it.
I've noticed those boxes.
You're a hummus guy. Jason's not the
hummus guy,
right?
Yes.
No.
Everybody's got their weird food quirks.
No. I'm a hummus guy. I'm a queso guy.
Dude, I'm really,
and I'm a guacamole guy.
I'm really pondering the coconut oil thing. To
15 minutes of gargling.
No, I'm not going to gargle
it. Don't do 15 minutes.
No, I'm just going to chew it. Somebody said that they put it in their mouth. They just chew like, you know, whatever. Keep it in their mouth. But I hate like coconut.
Yeah.
Olive oil.
Smart
extra
man.
Extra virgin.
Coconut. Coconut. Gross.
I'm not. I don't like like little shredded coconut.
What about baby oil?
That's your thing. Yeah. That's a you and a Diddy thing.
Yeah. He wants the Diddy oil.
You know what? You distance yourself from Diddy.
Right.
It's probably the smart move.
No, but I'm sized to do it. I'm sized to pull the infection out.
You want to do?
I already forgot.
Pulling.
Your appointment is tomorrow or next Thursday.
Dude, he said this infection is not going to be quieted down for days.
So it's next week.
Next Thursday noon.
Next Thursday at noon.
I'll be under the knife.
All right, we got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley up next, right here on The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.